Oh, there's a tale as tall as towers, with a hero small and shy, with a girl who's pretty.
Avery Mann is only 18 years old, but he's already been playing guitar for nearly two-thirds of his life. He grew up going to the Boys and Girls Club of Springfield, and that's where it all began. One of his best friends, Clifford Barrett, encouraged him to take guitar lessons with him when they were just 5 years old.
Boys and Girls Club had free lessons once a week, every week, from John Strickler.
At first, Mann wasn't very keen on taking Barrett up on these guitar lessons. But Mann started to notice the other kids gathering around the little windows next to the door of the music room when a guitar lesson was in progress.
The music room that we were in was only open like once a week because there wasn't like a permanent staff there. So anytime the lights were on, all the kids were like, what is going on in there? And, you know, just as it happens, Clifford was there playing guitar. And they were sitting there and I was watching. I was like, yeah, that's right. That's my best friend. He's playing guitar there. And they're like, oh my God, he's so dreamy. And I was like, whoa.
He had his first guitar lesson the next week. It was Mr. Strickler, Mann, Barrett, and a couple of other kids. Mann was a little antsy to get his hands on a guitar. When Mr. Strickler and Barrett picked up guitars from the ones available in the music room, Mann tried to do the same. But Mr. Strickler had a stern warning for him.
And I went to go pick up a guitar and he's like, don't do that. Don't soil that guitar. You don't know what it is yet. And I was kind of like, what do you mean? And of course, you have to learn about, like, you know, where the frets are, the nut, the bass, the neck, everything. You have to learn the anatomy of a guitar.
Young Avery Mann was initially disappointed with this method of teaching.
Like, I didn't come here for a science lesson, okay? I came here because I wanted love.
He describes himself as a hopeless romantic, but he tried to be patient, and after a couple of weeks, he got to pick out a guitar to play.
Over at Boys and Girls Club, they had had a lot of different guitars donated to them.
Oh, cool.
And there were some really beautiful guitars there.
Yeah.
And of course, little five-year-old me, I'm not paying attention to the way they sound. I'm just like, that one's shiny. So I went and picked up the coolest guitar I could find, and I plugged it in, and I was like, whoa, this is awesome.
This particular guitar was a full-size instrument, leaving Mann barely able to get his fingers around the fretboard. He points out that learning guitar, especially when you're so young, is a lot different and more difficult than learning piano, where you can just press a key to make music.
You have to really learn how to pressure, like, all the strings and the frets.
As he progressed, Mann took note of the jazz Mr. Strickler would play over the class's droning chords.
The jazz chords were so much more complex than your basic G, E minor, C, D. So I wanted to play those chords. And we started to learn a little bit about jazz shapes, and we started to learn about different jazz scales and how to arpeggio on a guitar. And that was kind of like my last in the actual lesson area of guitar.
Jazz continues to be an influence on Mann's music today. He especially likes the way pop and hip-hop are incorporating more jazz, making it more mainstream than it has been in recent years. Back at the Boys and Girls Club, John Strickler got Mann and Clifford Barrett a few little gigs around the club. I asked if they played together as a small duo or as a band.
It's actually funny that you asked that. We thought we were so cool. We gave ourselves the name Born to be Mild, and we thought that that was just like the coolest name on the planet.
From here, Avery Mann moved on to the Reed Academy program in middle school and then the IB program at Central High School, where he did musical theater. He taught himself to play the mandolin. Boys and Girls Club remained a part of his life, and he was invited to perform at their regional conference in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. He gained confidence in his performances and began writing songs. Next, he was invited to the national meeting of the Boys and Girls Club in San Diego. There, he performed with his fellow songwriter Taylor Gale from Nashville and went to open mic nights at Java Joe's. A lesson he learned from the San Diego trip was that it's important for the audience to be with you in songs. Building that connection with them makes for a more intimate performance.
Especially as a live performer, that's where I love to shine because that's what I like to do. I like to get people into it. I like to drag them in and say, this is my life. Look at it. It's funny and crazy.
Thanks for tuning in to Soundcheck. I'm Jess Belisle.
I can sing away your sorrows and your every need. I will play until you're in my arms or until my fingers bleed.